welcome to, let's call this the Raw Collective Podcast. And today I actually am doing a community spotlight teaser for March 8th with Laura from Alberta's Own. This will be going live on March 8th. And just in case you didn't already know, this is International Women's Day. And how can you find us? You can find us in a Facebook group called the Raw Collective Podcast. So join that, then you can see us live and listen to us on March 8th at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or you can just watch the recording if you can't right now. So today, I would love to welcome Laura to the community spotlight teaser of our first ever Raw Collective Podcast. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm excited to be here.
I'm just excited that you said yes to us. This has been a dream of mine to do something more community-based, so thank you.
Oh, I believe in saying yes.
Awesome. I have to say Alberta's Own is like one of my favorite stores in town, and I go in there and I have a hard time leaving without something. So.
Oh, that's so kind of you. I'm not going to lie. It's the same for me. So.
Yeah, I hear that with your employees too, actually. They're like, oh, yeah, I got the most beautiful mug and I can't remember the name of the artist, I'm sorry, but for Christmas, and I use it every morning for my coffee and it's just gorgeous. So.
Oh, hearing that makes me so happy. Thank you.
So I have just a few questions. I would like you to tell everybody who's listening right now, just to tell them a bit about who are you, Laura?
Oh, well, I am just about to turn 40, so there's quite a few years to cover, but I was raised on a cattle farm east of Edmonton and grew up in the 4-H program and showing cattle with my family, and we traveled quite a bit across North America doing that, and so then I ended up doing my post-secondary down in the States and worked down there for a little bit after that. Came back to Alberta intending to switch career paths, but was offered a position in Ontario, and so took that opportunity and moved out east for a while and got to experience that side of the country as well. That was really, really awesome. And then family health issues brought me home, and I began freelancing in graphic design. And that project grew into a larger endeavor. I called it a boutique advertising agency, and we focused mostly on agriculture and food clients, and ran that for nearly a decade before deciding to try something new. And so in 2017, opened Alberta's Own Marketplace and have been on that wild ride ever since, through the past couple of years of unanticipated challenges, but certainly lots of opportunity for growth as well.
That's amazing. And so this is a question that I didn't send you that I'm going to ask you, Laura. what is something that someone may like just not know about you? Something random.
I publish a cattle magazine still. So that's, we actually amazing. Just went to print on it on Friday, and yeah, so it's still, my roots are still in agriculture, and the shift to living in the mountains and operating retail has been a very big change in my life.
Yeah, I'll see. And what is the name of the catalog, the magazine?
It's called the Speckle Park Journal. So it's a breed of cattle that was developed here in Canada, and they've gained international renown. Yeah, that's awesome. They've only been a breed for less than 20 years,
really?
But they're in close to 10 countries.
Yeah, that's not very long, 20
years. Yeah, yeah. Amazing. And in cattle terms, definitely not. Angus has been around for thousands of years, so.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of knowledge on cattle, but definitely on the horses front and stuff. So yeah, I wish there was like an area in Canmore. It's funny when they were filming that movie downtown. I'm like, they should just leave that like cattle and cows downtown.
Right.
We need like an area where we can like go and be with cows and horses.
Yeah, just leave me some cows, leave me some horses, I'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. So next question is, what is the story behind Alberta's Own?
Well, backing up into the story of who I was, through the advertising agency, we were asked to do a rebrand for SaskMade Marketplace in Saskatoon back in, I think it was about 2011 or 2012. And I thought to myself at that point, like, why doesn't Alberta showcase the talent that we have here? We have such an incredible province and so many amazing people here. And there's no one who's really pulling them all together and giving them a pedestal to be shown on. Mm-hmm. And so the idea sat in the back of my mind and percolated for, you know, nearly a decade. And then finally on a trip to Canmore in 2017, as you do when you're visiting town, you're looking at real estate listings, and there happened to be a listing for a property that was dual zone commercial and residential. And so I started thinking about what kind of business could go in there. And the concept for an Alberta made shop came back to me. And so even though that property didn't end up panning out by then, you know, 2 days later, I was very committed to this idea. So that was March 2017. And I opened the store with a very dear friend of mine alongside on June 2nd. And I still don't know how I talked her into partnering with me at the beginning. She doesn't even like shopping, but she does love local. And so she exited the business in the fall that year. But we've continued on through changes since then. And I don't know if you knew, Sarah, we opened originally in a basement location because that was the only space available on Main Street. And I wanted to be open for Canada 150. So we were there for 5 months. And just when I had given up hope that a better spot was going to come available than the one that we're in now, magically put up a going out of business sign. And I called the landlord at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, and he agreed to meet with me a couple days later. And as the universe does, my my basement property ended up flooding that next day.
Oh, wow.
And so he still came to meet me and look at the product that was piled up on just keeping it off the ground everywhere. And I think his heartstrings were a bit tugged by our situation. And so, yeah, he chose us despite quite a few applicants for the location that we're in now. And we moved there a couple months later and have gone through several changes since, renovation and a logo change.
It's a beautiful logo.
An expansion.
By the way.
Oh, thank you. It was done by Jesse Robertson here in Canmore. She actually owns Yoho & Co. too, who do the beautiful felt pennants that we carry.
Okay. Yeah.
You might have seen them. Anyway, she's an amazing woman in town as well. So we expanded last year when our friend Brandon Brown, who had been sharing the space with us, got his own space a couple doors down, and here we are. Hopefully, maybe getting to cruise for a while now.
Yeah, exactly. No, your store is beautiful. I love the downstairs of it. It's great. I find when I go into your shop, and this is my perspective, is like there's a lot of soul behind it, right? There's a lot of love in that, you can just tell. So I think that's one of the things that attracts me into that store. So.
Well, and I think that's due to the fact that it's filled with things that are made with love. Mm-hmm. You know, we represent nearly 150 Albertans who are following their passion and creating things that they love to make. And I think that energy transfers.
Yeah, I feel it. So, but thanks, Laura, for explaining that. Yeah, I didn't know that you started in the basement location. And was that in 2017 or was that before that?
Yeah, that was 2017.
Yeah. Wow. And look at where you are now.
It's a bumpy road, but it's a fun one.
Yeah, it usually, being a woman entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in general, right? it has its ups and its downs.
So true.
So this leads to the next question. What is one piece of advice that you would give to the Rad Active women that are listening right now that are either considering being a woman entrepreneur or are just starting out?
I posted this a little while ago on Instagram. Because for the longest time, I held on to that quote about when you do what you love, you never work another day in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I've been working for myself for 15 years, and that is absolutely not true. When you do what you love, you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. When you're sleeping, you're dreaming about it. And so I think that's a common misperception out there. But what it is fulfilling. It fills your heart every single day. So you might work your tail off. You might never take vacations. You might never see your family. But I believe that when it comes to the end of your life, you'll have no regrets.
Well said, Laura. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing your heart on that. So ladies, there you have it. Here's your advice from Laura about being a woman entrepreneur or you're considering it. Just to wrap it up, Laura, is there anything new like that's happening right now? I know you just mentioned that I think you're probably good where you're at, but is there anything coming up? Anything you want to just kind of throw out there before we wrap this up?
Well, we're really excited to host you ladies next week. there's new makers coming into the shop all the time. You know, we get deliveries every single day. So from a good standpoint, there's always new things, but we're adding new creatives and new vendors all the time. And I think my next step will be finding a way to share the experience that I've gained through both the advertising agency and the retail outlet to pass on that knowledge and help other entrepreneurs become more successful.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, exactly.
My goal with Alberta's Own is that Albertans can create businesses doing what they love that will be sustainable and profitable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we create that space to showcase them, but if I can offer insights that will help them along the way and make life easier and allow them to do it for as long as they want to without burning out.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be really great.
That burnout part is so important, right? It's, I hear where you're coming from, and thank you for sharing that too, Laura. Like the women that are listening right now will love that. How can they reach out to you? Is it through Instagram or just stopping in the shop if anybody wants to come and talk to you?
Yeah, I still answer all our Instagram messages, so that's a really great one right now.
Awesome. Or stop in the shop maybe and see if you're around. She's a really cute dog. What's your dog's name?
Oh, well, actually at this point in time I have two, so Haze. Haze has been the shop dog since day one, and Lovebug joined us about a month ago.
Lovebug. Well, I have to come over and meet Lovebug, because I haven't met that. That's an awesome
name. She's aptly named. I didn't realize it at the beginning, but the 20% of time that she's adorable and sweet, she can be love. Aww. And the 80% of the time that she's torturing Haze, she's the bug.
That's awesome. Well, Laura, thank you so much for being on the Community Spotlight through the Raw Collective podcast. It's been an honor just to have you on here and to get your voice out there. Everybody knows you in the community. Everybody knows Alberta's Own, but now they're just going to even broadly, even more so now. So thank you so much for taking this time.
Oh, Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it, Sarah. And I appreciate all your support of the store.
Thank you so much, Laura Bedell, for being on our first community spotlight teaser. This is attached to the Raw Collective podcast. And every time we run a Raw Collective podcast, we will be doing a community spotlight teaser every month, just so you can get to know the shop or that person, the entrepreneur, the small business owner, the amazing person within the Bow Valley, whoever is coming up next will be on that spotlight just to chat about more about their business and share that love with you. So, like I mentioned at the beginning and during the podcast, Raw Collective Podcasts will be launching on March 8th, and Christy and Andrea and myself are so excited to do this together. First time ever, and like I mentioned, we are doing this once a month. Just give it a go, see how it goes, and it will be moving around to different places within the Bow Valley to support small businesses. So, if you can't catch us live, it will be recorded and then it will be posted on the within the Facebook group. Again, it's called the Raw Collective Podcast. Just go to Facebook and follow that group, and then you'll be able to catch us live there or pop by the shop and you can listen to us quietly. We'd love to have your support. So thank you everybody for listening today and meeting the lovely Laura. She's incredible. Go visit Alberta's Own if you haven't been in there yet. Can't wait to do this live, the Raw Collective Podcast on March 8th at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have an amazing day, everybody.